Como é que é os popos do animal?
BOM!
Yo, fuck.
O mundo está shit! Must rain! Just take what you want! Take what you want, please! My train!
That is ridiculous.
Wait, this is the part.
Yo, what's going on, people? And welcome back to the Coppo Show, formerly known as the Coppo Podcast. I go by the name of Big Jordy Jaws. And as you've all obviously heard and seen, I'm the one that's running the show around here. I've been running the show for the last few years, few seasons. And I'll continue to run the show moving forward.
No, people don't like the way you're sitting, by the way.
Yeah, no.
It's seen as you're running really bad. People said you're spread out wide and it's a bit...
Like you got your crotch.
Yeah, it's a little bit... Because remember, Ben zooms in and the way how it's set up...
No, but to be fair, and that's my bad because last week I was wearing shorts.
Yeah, so
that's my bad. But the thing is...
I know we're trying to get our subscribers
no,
up.
But the thing is, selling off his body. No, but the thing is, yeah, you know, I'm about comfortability.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and, you know, I won't be sitting down, you know, like how you... You know, because you're used to sitting down in office chairs.
In corporate environments.
Yeah, exactly. And this is a sofa. Yeah, so you need to sit...
No, but...
So you need to sit with a sofa-like stance.
Have you ever sat down and watched the episode through?
You ain't. It's really about bad.
80% your crotch.
Yeah, and it's like, bad.
Show me.
You just have to go.
You just look at yourself now.
Have a look. No, but this isn't, man. I was in shorts last, and that's my bad. No. I've apologized for that.
Elle's crotch is out, man. Crotch out of door, man.
Let me see if I can even
running the show and his crotch is out. The crotch is running the show, man. Nasty. If you can get up, man. Look at that, man.
Bust out.
That's crazy. It's crazy.
Bust out for 2 hours.
Yeah, great. 2 hours. Bust out. But yeah, man. Please.
Okay, cool. But this is the thing, yeah?
Yeah.
I wanted to sit up there, but you lot said no.
Because we're not set up for that.
No. And the thing is, yeah? Because of where I sit, yeah? I've got to do this and do that, yeah? So it's easier for me, yeah? To sit more comfortably. If not, I'll be happy to sit up there where I've been requesting to sit for the last 5 weeks. But you lot have said no.
Where was you sitting in the last room?
In the middle again, and it's just bare head turning.
You said you was alright there last time.
No.
So you want to sit up there?
Up there, yeah. So I can look normally. I don't have to be tilting business.
Ben, do you reckon we could sort that out? Yeah, putting them up there.
Yeah, for next week.
Okay, but we can put him there though. We'll be able to get another camera on him. This is serious. All right, cool. We'll do that.
There we go then.
All right, well, you introduce yourself first.
Yep, Els, aka Mr. Make It Happen.
It's your boy Fear and the one you'll come to see.
With just one subscriber, we could really change the trajectory of our lives on this panel. Just one subscribe, that's all we need. So if you could take the time out of your day today, please just hit that subscribe button so we can change our lives and we can really make a living off this, because right now we are losing money by the episode. Thank you.
How's everyone doing?
Cleaner boy.
That's done. How's everyone doing?
Fantastic, man. Really good. Wait, when did we last record? Was it last week?
Yep.
Yeah, I've been good, you know. I've been feeling quite blessed lately.
Okay, why?
Yeah,
why? You know, because I've been thinking that I've actually had a really good summer, like for once, like a proper nice summer. Like it's been productive. I've had fun. I've enjoyed myself.
Mm.
Yeah, it's been really good, man.
That's good.
Yeah.
So you've been reflecting, thinking I've actually lived a good time.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that summer festivities over, or have you got?
We're still outside.
Do you know what? Yeah, I was thinking to maybe go somewhere next week for like 3 days quickly, maybe.
Where?
I don't know, maybe like a like Budapest or somewhere like
that. Oh.
Yeah.
Have you ever been before?
I was gonna say. And why? Why?
Yeah, but I've been there before.
No, because there's that spa, isn't it? There's that big spa.
Oh, that massive one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it on TikTok.
Yeah, like I was thinking to maybe like go there for like 3 days.
Milan's got a nice one as well.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I heard. Yeah.
So you might do a little spa thing.
Yeah.
What, on your own or?
Yeah. Well, you know, it depends.
Okay. Fair. Nice.
Our friends went to the Milan. Yeah, they went to the Milan one, but the reviews wasn't too
good.
Charisse and Kim, they didn't really like what, the kind.
Oh, it was the, racist.
So I don't really know. Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
don't
so,
go.
Okay, so you tried to advise me to.
No, but I've seen on TikTok.
Racial abuse.
No.
Yeah,
so if it's on that tip, then no.
Racismo.
Racismo.
So what about you? Has it ever just been calm?
Yeah, everything's been calm. Wait, do we still do the confessions or do we just talk?
Yeah, we kind of do, but our confessions is the
story.
Story. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right,
but you cool. can confess something.
Do so you have
wait,
something
wait, let's get into court. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Court is now in session. All rise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll just give it a quick clap, won't we?
Court's back in session. All rise. Where am I?
This is back to front.
What is going on?
Last week. After work, I think maybe the day after we recorded, I was on my way home from work, and sometimes
got mugged.
Nah, never got mugged. But there's a shortcut I can take to the train station sometimes, and it's not like a park; it's more like
a green area.
Yeah,
like.
you got it.
It's kind of like Stroud.
Last week, film was pinned down in the Jamaican jail. This week, I was pinned down in the park
on the way to the station.
Yeah.
I was my train! Just take what you want! Take what you want, please!
My train! Yeah. My train!
Because I don't know what position
I would be in. My train!
I'd be like,
my train!
That is ridiculous.
My train!
Wait, you know when a man...
My train! This is the park bench, you know. This is the park bench.
You know what's not? When a man is fighting somebody off, but talking about something completely different to try to take his own mind off it. Come on, my train, man. Not even what's happening, you know. I'm really trying to catch my train.
This is an open, like...
I'm 20 minutes late, my train.
It's an open, like everyone can see what's happening. I don't think the kind of things take place in the park.
Sorry.
Yeah, but sorry, it's kind of shaped like Stroud. So yeah. It's not even like, you can't really call it a park. It's just like... a big green area by my office.
A little walkthrough.
Yeah, but the way you get there, like, or from the way I walk, you have to go down an alleyway and you can't really see what's going on in the park until you get to, like, the main entrance a bit. So I'm walking, but I can hear bear noise going on in the park. Just, bear shouting.
Oh, no.
Then when I get closer, the only thing I could really make out is that someone's just started, freedom! Like, I was thinking, oh, shit, this is kind of mad. This is around the time, like, all the marches and stuff. Like,
freedom.
This is kind of going on. So I've got into the park.
Sounds berserk.
And I've seen like loads of Bangladeshi people in the park.
Okay.
I know they're Bangladeshi because they all had the flag before anybody asked. How did I come to that conclusion?
Yeah.
And what color is the flag?
Green and red. Did you know that?
Green and red.
Yep, green and red. So just it's green two. With a red circle in it. Just those two colours. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, continue your story. I'll just double check.
Yeah, no, you do whatever you have to do. Yeah. It's fine. If I fucked up, it's been recorded. Yeah. But so I've got in the park and there's bear of them. They're waving the flag, they're all screaming, shouting, whatever.
Screaming how?
Ah yes. Like they're just
like what in that accent?
Not that accent. I'm not going to imitate that accent, it's not really. Not really appropriate.
So you don't want to do it to add any
more. No, it's just but there's a lot of excitement, a lot of emotion in the air. So once I'm in the park, I'm kind of the first thing that came to my mind is
EDL.
The EDL are coming, but
and they were ready for the EDL. Is what
that's what
I thought it was going to be a war. But it was in a crossfire.
It was
crossfire.
Freedom. Freedom.
Because the thing is, you would have had to have backed it for the Bangladeshi people because you're closer to them in colour.
That was, I thought, I'm like in the mix now, so I can't back down because it's all like, it's all one fight, but get me, we're a bit different, but I still back it because I'm with you. Like,
and you would have had to learn Bangladeshi as well.
I don't think that
as a Rasta
really. But cool, I'm there now. And then I kid you not, I think one of the like one of the people was drunk, and the guy, I swear to God, he said to me, "Thanks for joining us, brother." I was thinking, this is mad. Like this is.
Wait, so you got recruited.
I haven't said nothing to him. Like I'm just in the park, but I've got my headphones in. I've got
so you're
my,
now part
I've
of
got
the
my backpack. I've got I've got my backpack L's on.
From Bangladesh.
I'm not from Bangladesh.
Oh, here we go, man.
I've got my backpack on, and then I've kind of like tried to walk through the front, but they pretty much like packed out the park, but there's like a police blockade at the front.
And they're not really walked into.
Yeah, bro, I had no clue what was happening. So I'm trying to make my way through the blockade kind of thing.
Yeah.
The police, get back, all of that. I was thinking, no, so, bro, I'm at the front.
So Els has now got a flag on him, bro.
Oh, you stick back!
He's wrapped in a flag. He's wrapped in a flag.
You know what I'm imagining?
And you know, like when players win the Olympic World Cup. And then, and they got a flag on them.
You can't tell us this story, you know? Because, you know, I'm thinking in my head. You know when the guy said, "Thank you for joining us."
Yeah.
He kept the flag around. "Thank you for joining us, brother. Thank you for joining us." And tied it on his neck. "Thank you for joining us, brother."
Bro, like, I'm pretty much at the front of this. I don't know if it's a march. I don't know if they celebrate. It's just... there's bare things going on. And because I've just finished work, I'm not really I'm not really sure in it. I'm just trying to get to the train station. Like, I'm just trying to get my tube home. I've said to the police officer, like, "Hey, like, I'm not with these people. I'm just trying to get home." And then they've like opened up their little blockade and then let me through.
Yeah.
I've walked through, then there's like bare police like marching towards the
where that area is.
Yeah, towards it. I'll put the video up as well. Towards the square. And I went home to go check it out or like check what was happening, I think. Basically, online was saying Bangladeshis in London take to the streets to celebrate the PM Sheikh Hasina's downfall. But they were just buried them.
Who's like, Sheikh Hasina?
I don't know.
Is he Bangladesh Prime Minister?
I don't know. Is it? Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, so Bangladeshi people based in London were celebrating a Bangladeshi political victory in Bangladesh.
Yeah. And they recruited
Els.
They kicked out the protesters.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, so that's what they were celebrating?
Yeah, the people at the top.
In England?
They didn't like him, so.
Yeah.
In Bangladesh. So
over here.
Like Parliament.
Yeah.
Okay. So what was you doing there?
My Bangladeshi people. I was on my way home for work. I just stumbled into the march. Like, I literally just walked through it.
Have you got a video?
I got a video, not like in the march, but as I got out the thing, because I can't lie, I was quite... I thought the EDO was coming, so I was rich. Like, I was really overwhelmed. I thought, no, this is like...
you're going to have a scrap.
Yeah, like, I thought, this is actually it. Like,
would you scrap the EDO if they was to come?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, you would?
Yeah, why not?
They was the, "Oh, you!"
Yeah, why not? I don't see why not, but I wouldn't go looking for the EDO. Like,
are you bumped up?
No, what would you do? I'll be honest, I'm going to fight.
You'll fight?
I have to.
You have to?
If EDO come and said, "Right!"
If EDO said, "Look, you..."
We don't even need to say.
Yeah, look. Because of me.
We'll have to bleep that out. You bleep.
That's what that means. That's what this means.
What that, yeah. It's always that bass, isn't it?
Yeah. So, if they say, "Look, I'm coming to..."
What, you're gonna rock?
And well, I'm not
going to rock. What if it's like, I'm thinking like, you know, on the terraces, like, football match, and it's thousands
of them.
And they just say, "Right, get in!"
But you know what I saw, honestly, and I was pissed.
What?
Yeah, I was in Turkey, and I saw that they said that they were coming to Croydon, and all the black people linked up in Croydon.
Did they?
Yes. I was pissed, bro. I was pissed on London Road. They were all there.
I was in Croydon that thing.
I was pissed.
I was going M&S. It was just people from Croydon.
Black
people just together.
What they were ready to rock.
They were ready to rock. I would have been there.
Well, you would have been
in song.
I ain't got time for that, man.
Possibly.
Yeah, no, I don't. As far as I know, no one turned up. Like when I was driving past, it was just literally the usual people you see in Croydon, but in numbers, working together, waiting for the people to.
So you would go looking for a fight?
No, not looking. I would go and defend.
I wouldn't fight unless it come to me.
If it was walking distance, I'm leaving. So like, see where I live now. If they said they was just up the road, like,
you're gonna go.
I'm gonna go because that's disrespectful. That's where you live and work.
Yeah, like this is your home. Croydon's given me so much.
I don't know if I'd Croydon's go. Croydon's
given
you
me
know?
A lot.
I don't know if I'd go. You
if
know,
if it was Jamaican, you'd go.
No,
you would know.
If there was a scrap,
if it was Jamaica,
if the EDR was disrespecting all the Caribbean restaurants, you're standing outside.
A million percent. You're standing out there strong. 100%.
You know,
I feel like your daddy and brother are going to go as well. I feel like all of
Dr. Martins,
all of them are going out.
They're all going still.
Black Panthers.
No, I wouldn't fight. I wouldn't just have a random scuff with them because I just feel like I got other things to be doing. Go gym or something.
Not while the race riots are going on. Yeah, man.
I feel like they were a bit over. Like I thought social media made it seem like there was a lot more going on than it was.
No, but they done it in the areas that they could
do. Where they got strength.
Yeah, they can't
come to Croydon.
I heard it was like Bristol and that. Like man in Bristol and Peterborough were getting exactly. Cracking in Peterborough. But the minorities are small.
Yeah, where the population of black people is literally
not even just black people. 10,000. Yeah. If there isn't many like Asians up there, they'll we're gonna go there and mash it up.
Yeah, it makes sense. They was just dragging people out of the cars, but yeah, it's crazy still. But yeah, anyway, I was gonna ask you something. Something happened to me on Sunday. And I was a bit conflicted, but I wanted to ask you lot, see what you lot's thoughts are. So you see, if you're in church, yeah? So just picture this, you're in church, and the pastor is delivering a message, but you don't resonate with the message or how he's delivering it. It just seems like you don't really care. Is it wrong to leave? Or should you stay because it's church and it's from a religious standpoint. I want to get you lot's opinion.
I'd stay.
Yeah, I think I'd stay and maybe take notes. So then when I leave church, then I can go and read up on it a bit more and maybe try to understand what it is that he was trying to say.
What if you just don't like? What if you understand it, but you just don't like how it's being delivered?
That was a really mature answer from
me. I can't believe that he just said that. No, honestly. You have to take a minute for that, innit?
Yeah, so.
Jordan said he'll take notes and have a reflective period on what the pastor said.
Over how many episodes? 60, this
wow,
is
that probably might be the most
mature thing
he's ever said.
Because yeah. I wasn't even thinking that mature. I just think about what I need to do for the rest of the week and when church is done.
So you lot will just stay?
Yeah, I'm not going to leave. I've made my way to church already. And I'm sure like they do the ending bit where it's like prayers, songs and stuff like that.
No, they do the songs at the beginning. Then the pastor comes to deliver the message.
So you left just before?
I didn't leave. Oh. But in my mind, I was thinking...
So just before it was time to give a donation.
No, why does it have to be that part? Why do you have to... Why would I talk my exit there? No.
You can see the basket coming. Do you know what? I'm not feeling the
words. Buttoned up his blazer.
Nah, I just thought... Like in my head, I thought... This is not really something I wanna. I got the message, but how it was delivered, I didn't really like it. So I thought,
yeah, it's not.
Like, is it mad? So it's mad to leave then.
Yeah. Like, you made your way to church, isn't it?
Just stay, ride it out.
You're not above God and His message, so.
No, not above God, but I feel like because in my mind I was thinking this kind of reminds me of like school. And like when someone's like teaching to you. But I feel like I'm an adult now. And if I don't appreciate what I'm taking in, do I need to sit here? Those kind of thoughts run through my mind. And I'm like, is it mad to just get up and go? If someone's not telling you something that you want to hear.
I wouldn't leave.
You'd always stay.
Yeah, I'd always stay.
Out of respect.
With church because I think that religion can be... like perceived in so many like different ways.
Mm.
Always good, you know, not even to sound like mature again, but but it's actually good to just chill and just take notes in it and then go back and read them, because maybe like you could be taking it differently to how someone else could say it. Because that's the thing though, sometimes I think that's why people might move church, like sometimes
because the pastor's not
connecting with them, like you're not connecting with the words.
Yeah, but that's when I feel like I need to cut. Because I used to cut. There was another church. I used to dip out. And I felt bad because I would go just for the singing, praise and worship.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as the thing, I'd just be like, I'm gone. Because this is not going to be anything I need to hear. And that's when I said, well, clearly I shouldn't be going to this church because I'm going for just the singing.
You might be able to, like, whatever they speak about later on, you might be able to speak on that with somebody else. Like, you might be able to help somebody else based off.
Yeah.
What they said.
And you're probably better with Bible studies, probably, I reckon.
Or more like...
Smaller group. Yeah, like,
smaller
like group. Where you can ask questions.
Or they'll ask you a question and make sure you're paying attention, basically.
Yeah. I've never been Bible studies before. No. Have you lot been?
Yeah it's really
good. Is it good?
Yeah, it's good. I think it's better than...
Church?
Than, I enjoy it a lot.
Yeah, well, I get...
So more,
I get
you gain
I
get, more from it.
Yeah, like, I gain more from Bible studies than... Because you know, like the way that the Bible is written is difficult sometimes.
To understand.
Yeah.
But they break it down. And
so they break it down.
Well, you look on Bible studies. How come you ain't invited me before?
Because you've gone through phases.
What do you mean by that? We all go through phases.
Yeah, but not of an atheist.
You're stupid. You're dumb.
My question... for you guys is top three sexiest women in EastEnders. Go.
Of all time?
Well, I think, you know, I think that there'll be no arguments here. No. By me saying Kat Slater.
Go on, that's one.
Yeah, you got two more.
Are we building a list together?
Not each individually.
I'll be honest.
And then we can come to like one unanimous list.
I'll be honest, yeah. What year did we go to Malia?
2012.
Yeah, that's the last time. That's the last year that I...
You watched EastEnders.
Yeah, that I watched it. So I can only go off the old school. So Kat Slater, for me.
Yeah.
What's Denise's sister with the short hair?
Chelsea.
Chelsea was sexy. That's her daughter, isn't it?
Oh, is that her daughter?
Chelsea's her daughter. I'd put Chelsea up there.
With
the mad wigs. Do you know what?
What are you saying, Oz? What are you saying? How are you describing
Denise? Denise has a sister and she has very unique hairstyles. That's the best way to put it.
You're putting her top three sexiest women of all time in.
Yeah.
I might need to have. Is there? Can I Google?
Kim Fox.
Can I Google Kim. Some of these people?
Yeah, put.
Let me see her.
Go to him.
EastEnders.
He's up there for you.
Look,
what a woman.
Kim Fox.
Nah, man. Nah. No way.
See, I'm all about equality and diversity.
So. Yeah, I can see here this is equal Kat and diversity.
Who's Denise's daughter?
Chelsea.
Let me see her.
I know who mine's are, definitely.
Oh yeah.
Chelsea was decent. That Chelsea would be my top.
Yeah.
So so what you're saying, Kat Slater, Kim, Fox. That's a that's a shaky top three.
Maybe I'll sort one out.
No, I can't. All right. I've just Googled EastEnders women, yeah?
Yeah.
The person that I remember that I used to kind of fancy back in the day.
Pat.
No. Pat had the shoulders. Pat's shoulders was mad. I think Chelsea.
Yeah.
I used to think Whitney was all right.
I hear it.
Whitney was all right.
I hear it.
Wait, but she the mixed race girl?
No. She's this one here. Whitney. Remember her?
Yeah,
she was kind of these. She was these.
Yeah.
So I'll put Whitney and Chelsea. Let me see who else.
What? So no Kat?
Nah, I think Kat. I think what threw me off Kat was when she said, "I'm not a slag."
Yeah.
I'm a total slag. When someone says that, she already's put her level below. I can't put her as my top three. A total. Do you know a total?
No, but she's grown. No.
Not a total slag.
She's grown.
That means she knows. She knows her stuff.
Yeah. No. Where someone's a total slag.
Who are you choosing, Oz?
I'm probably going now.
Back me up with Kat.
No, she's in my top three. She's in my top three. This is gonna sound mad, but
go on,
Yolandi. Take a look at her.
Yolandi, is that Patrick's wife? Yeah,
take a look at her. I know in her heyday, she was a proper woman.
Yeah, actually, no. You know what I'm looking at her. She looks alright. No,
look at her properly.
No. Dude, she looks alright. You know, she don't look bad. She's not bad. Bad.
Yeah, but she's old.
Yeah, yeah, but she's young. Looks younger than Kat.
That's fine.
She's
got a little head, bro. But she's got locks. She's got locks.
It makes sense. Yeah.
She's got a head wrap. Like, yeah. It does make sense. I can see what you're attracted to.
I swear,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, she's got a dreadlock. She's even got the sandals as well. Yeah.
Kat's there.
You're putting Kat top three.
Bro,
back in the day, everybody liked Kat.
She's the queen of leopard print.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I got my next one. Ronnie.
You know Mitchell. What? She. You're not the first.
My three are cleaning up.
Ronnie is clean.
This one here.
Oh, come on, man.
Come on, boys. Let's think about it.
Wait, show me Roxy.
Roxy was sexy as well.
Yeah, but Kat.
Nah, man.
That was the best.
Roxy was kind of right as well.
Oh,
no.
What's Max Brandon's wife called?
Stacy was his missus.
Stacy was his missus.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Stacy,
Max. I'm the blonde one.
Yeah,
but I know you're talking. She was clean.
Yeah.
That's a good one, Ben. Yeah, she was clean.
Tanya!
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm taking out Ronnie and putting in Tanya.
Tanya.
Hey.
Tanya.
Yeah, Tanya was clean still. Tanya was clean.
Yeah, Tanya.
Like what Max done to her, she didn't deserve it still.
Oh, Tanya was clean. All right.
She's not my top three.
What, Tanya?
No, she's not.
You're not going to say I'm fucked again, yeah?
So you're going Yolandi, Kat.
Let me explain first. Yeah.
What, your third?
Yeah. Libby. But
Libby? Let me
show you.
Who's Libby?
I saw her without her glasses off one time, yeah.
Is that the mixture?
Is that the dork?
And she's got bro.
It's the dork, isn't it? No, but we're talking about EastEnders, Els.
Bro, she took off her glasses off one episode.
Understand
where I'm coming from.
Els, close the laptop. Libby!
She was underage at the time.
You lot can't put me down for that. She's been our age from the moment she touched her set. So I remember Libby in a grey jumper. She was in the time she was in EastEnders, she's always been our age. And I've seen her on talk shows as well. Like she's not dead.
It's her without glasses.
She's not dead.
Wait, she's not dead. No.
Let me see the picture. You're like, ooh.
Your burst.
All right, so if we had to put a top three of all of us, we'll play. So Kat would be in
there.
Can
I recall?
Exactly.
So Kat.
Tanya.
Yeah, Tanya. And what did you say?
He said Yolandi.
I said Yolandi.
Nah, she can't. She can't.
It's got to be Kim over Yolandi.
Who's Kim again? Not Kim Fox, no.
Why not?
Not Kim. These women are not sexy.
It's got to be Kimberly.
No, I think Chelsea over. Chelsea's sexier than both of them.
No, in all seriousness, yeah, Chelsea.
Chelsea's sexier than...
In all seriousness.
Wait, which one's Chelsea again?
The young daughter. The one that left.
Kim's the aunt.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be our top three.
Yeah. In all seriousness, yeah.
Kat, Tanya and Chelsea.
Yeah.
Top three sexiest. We'll put all their pictures up anyway, so everyone can remember who they are, because that... take me back to back in the day, bro.
To be fair, yeah, we might have to add like pictures of all the names that we've mentioned.
Every single one's coming up, then you've got some work to do, bro.
Yeah,
fair enough.
So lately, yeah, I've been watching Balloon Pop Dating, yeah.
On the YouTube thing, yeah, innit? Yeah. Yeah, I was watching
it. So there's two in it. So there's the Jamaica one.
I can't watch that one.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
but I still haven't watched it.
It's yeah, but the America one, that's more serious, isn't it? And they ask like serious questions and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So one question that came up here was a guy asked a girl, said, "What is?" But wait, I do know. I'll even play it. But I think it was something like, "What would you?"
Your last relationship. Name one thing that you did wrong and one thing that he did
wrong. Whoa. Why has she stopped? Why has she...
Yeah, as if she popped her balloon.
She seems like she ain't got accountability.
So one of my questions is, yeah, for your past relationship, name something that you did wrong and that she did wrong.
What, just my last one?
Yeah.
I have to think about that. What I did wrong. Gave her an inch and she took a mile. Yeah.
You're gonna have to expound.
No, I can't.
You're gonna have to expound, bro.
Alright, if I had to think, I have to think properly. What did I do wrong? I can be real.
Yeah, go on.
I think what I did wrong was I wasn't 100% honest at the beginning.
Of the relationship?
Before the relationship. So that's what caused her to have trust of what I was doing. Because I was saying things that wasn't always real.
Like what?
Like just small lies that didn't need to be said. That, like, oh, I'm doing this, but I'm somewhere else. That kind of stuff.
Okay.
And that made her start to question that. Is he telling the truth about what he's doing?
So why was you doing that?
I think it was just immaturity, I'd say. And not wanting to have to explain myself all the time. Mm. I think that was that. And then what she did wrong, where do we start? I'll just say didn't communicate the best.
Alright. I was just joking around too much. Like, just everything.
But you was young.
College-ish. Like, yeah, college. I was just joking around, but everything's a joke. Like, I'm not.
But you just was taking life as an absolute joke.
Yeah, everything's just a jolly up. And then I'd say something. He couldn't take a joke. Like,
look at the dick. You're nasty. So you're telling jokes. And she's like, such a joke,
yeah.
And
she wasn't laughing.
Yeah. It was just like, why would you say that? And things like that. It's just like, but it was a joke. I wasn't being serious.
Also, was she quite sensitive?
Yeah, she was quite sensitive.
And you was a bit insensitive with your jokes.
Yeah. To give context,
she's
made
right to leave you, man.
Joke about a family member, and didn't find it why do you keep doing that or whatever.
Wait, you were joking about her family member?
Yeah, but we would do it all the time. Like, she would make a joke about my
family member.
There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong, like, at all with the family member. But
why are you picking on this particular family member then?
It's just, I would just make jokes. It was just something would just pop up in my head, and I'd like, would you be or like making jokes, cussing each other.
And then you just target the family member.
And then she would just be like, but that's not funny though. Like, that's it. Like, it wasn't like anything insensitive or anything
this
like that.
This sounds a bit,
I promise you, you lot want to delve deep into it. But I'm just letting you know. She was sensitive.
There
was nothing wrong with him.
Would be bantering and then just start targeting the uncle or something.
But she might say something about, I don't know, like my cousin or like my auntie or something like that. And then I'd say something back and be like, but why did you say that? Like, because maybe my joke was a bit.
Else is
or the way I delivered it.
I know.
But it's just like we're going to and from. If you throw a joke at me, I can throw one, but like it's fine. Like I'm cool with that. But yeah. I think that's where we kind of fizzled out after that, because I can't keep making jokes and then you'd be like, why did you say that? Bullying.
It is. They were doing it. It's a form of bullying. What about you, George? To answer your own question,
I don't know.
If you had to, what if you had to think.
What, seriously?
Yeah, genuinely.
I'm sure there's a woman out there.
There must be one
dying
thing.
Not
relationship, yeah. Just
yeah, don't have to
someone
be
that you've spoken to.
All I can think of is my communication.
Okay.
That was poor. But that's improved immensely recently.
Okay. Like, made you improve your communication?
Because I've had to take a good look at myself.
Okay.
And realize that before it was mad. Like, it's still not the best now, but before it was.
Well, if you had to give it mad. A scale of 1 to 10 before, what would you give it?
0.8.
Okay, so it's really bad. Really, and then now?
Non-existent.
Bad. Yeah, now.
Now it's
maybe like a 6.5.
Oh, that's good then, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, pass. So you'd say that's like a pass, like you can.
Yeah. Yeah. What's your lot's communication?
It depends.
I feel is quite high.
Mine's a 9.
Yeah. I feel like mine's pretty good.
But it's not a 9. Because I sometimes choose not to reply. And that could be seen as bad communication to someone else. I know that I sometimes choose not to reply because I can't be bothered.
No, but no. Fionn, your general like communication with all aspects of life. If we were going somewhere, you're like a girl. Like, you would ask, is there parking?
Yep. 100%.
You ask who's there.
Yep. But these are all valuable questions.
What's the dress code?
I couldn't.
Is there parking?
I couldn't tell you last time I asked who's going to be there.
Yeah.
If I like the sound of it, I'm just going to go.
I couldn't tell you, bro, the last time I asked, is there parking?
You not need. Don't you lot care about these things?
But there's always parking.
No, there's not.
There is not.
You can find parking.
Yeah, there's always parking somewhere.
Never. Not in London. But yeah. My communication, it depends on the situation. But I try my best to communicate clearly. But anyway. And back to if she did anything that you think would have improved, just to answer your own question. Anything?
I mean, it depends, you know, like, what were you talking about here?
Just, like, is there anyone that you've spoken to and you thought, maybe they could have done this a bit better?
Had a willingness to understand.
Your poor communication?
No.
That's what I was just about to ask.
No, but just things in general.
So they weren't understanding
they were
to
just
what
looking from them
you had going on?
Yeah, or just things in general. Like, you know, sometimes people are very, like, ignorant and just, like,
see things from their perspective.
Yeah, yeah. Like, they got the you know, the things what the horses wear.
The blink.
Oh, yeah. They can just see straight. Yeah. I think they're called blinders or something.
Blinders,
like.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
In an ideal world, I'd really love to get each individual woman on then.
Never.
And get them to reply to that, but
it's
not going to happen. But if you guys are watching, please feel free to make a comment.
Don't let them comment either.
To extension to your question, has it ever been a time a woman's said something to you and you straight away thought, you're never going to see me again?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, a couple times still.
Yeah.
You know, off the top of your head.
What, just, are we talking about in general or just like...
Yeah, if you could like...
Negative things. Remember, I've said it on the pod before when I was talking to a woman and she lied that she had a son. But she
remember that?
Remember, I told you that she'd come on... I was on the date. I told you. Remember, think about it now. I said to you, went on a date and we know I was talking and she said, oh, I've got a son, but he lives with his dad. And I was like...
Ben, do you remember that?
You don't remember?
Nah,
I'll bring it up. I'll find it.
And that was this pod, bro.
It was. I'll show it.
I can't remember this.
I'll say it again. But talking to a girl, went out and she said to me, I've got a son, but the dad has got full custody of this of my son. I said, full custody? Wow. Why? And she was like, oh yeah, stressed out.
Mm.
Couldn't really cope with being a mother at the time. So it was best for him to look after my son with.
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
While,
go on, carry on.
While,
look after it. But yeah, look, yeah, but go on.
My son is bad. You know what I mean? Yeah? And then later on, she revealed that she doesn't have a son. and she doesn't have a co-parenting situation. So that's what, why did you make that up?
You must have picked this woman up from Maudsley. Is
that yeah, make yeah. Yeah. Any sense? Maudsley Hospital, 100%. She sends him her address.
The setup is
he's in the car park in Maudsley. You know?
Set up his hinge to Maudsley.
Yeah, no. No, to be fair, I've had that. I remember I went out one time, and girl was just so argumentative. And I remember,
just on arguing.
Bro,
with you.
I will never forget this. Yeah, like I dropped her off here, and I drove home, and I said out loud, "Yeah, I'm driving down a road. You will never see me again." I'm so charged, yeah, that I'm driving home alone, music off, like windows down. You will never see me again.
Yeah, that's proper fuming. Yeah, there's no music.
Yeah.
On the way home. For me, she just farted and I said, "You're never going to see me again."
What?
Yeah.
Where did she fart?
We was out.
In your mouth?
Madman. Oh, you absolute madman.
Wait. That is. You know that's bonkers, isn't it? If a girl's popping in your mouth. Tom!
You're fucked.
Come on, this that shit!
You are so fucked.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm thinking? It happens. You know when you can only speak Jamaican when things like that happen? I want that! I want that! Could never! I want it! I thought you fought Gondo! I want it!
You are that is, so
someone farting in your mouth. That's the same as somebody spitting in your face. You know?
Yeah.
Like, that's the same kind of violation. That's
shit particles.
Oh my. In your God. Mouth.
No, that's disgusting.
Wind.
That is crazy. Wind
in your mouth.
No, but where did she fart though? Like, when you just amongst her, like, you just.
Yeah, we were just on our way somewhere.
And she popped in the. Oh, she let it rip.
Yeah, so, oh, sorry. Giggled. I said, "You'll never see me again. This is it." I thought, nah.
Yeah, I would have been like, you know what?
It might be petty to some people, but for me, that was.
No, but she's not your girl or nothing.
Nah,
then no way. Nah. Like, I feel like only my missus.
The first date?
Nah, like the second.
And she fought.
Weren't even a date. Like, we just out. Linking up. Yeah.
And she just popped.
I just thought, oh, no, you're never linking me again.
Did it smell?
Nah, I don't really know. I just said this is mad. In my head, I just thought, no.
Yeah. This whole day is over. Because of the anger.
Why would you do that?
Like, no, that is berserk still. She's way too comfortable.
Yeah, I just thought. But that's it.
Yeah.
News time, innit?
Yeah, it is to the streets, man.
Ben, if you could cue the music. And we're back here to the streets news. Can't lie, it's been a mad slow week for news, and I've been looking for some juicy stuff, but I digress. Woman tries to run boyfriend over with a car en route to couples therapy session.
Whoa.
So yeah, a woman, she's age 30 out in Minnesota. I think she just had enough of her husband and she just decided to run him down.
What? She went. So they were going for therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And she's said, fuck this.
Yeah, Veronica Rowling was arrested. Second degree assault. Basically tried to run him over. Isn't that assault with a deadly
intention? Yeah. But, she knows what she's doing. Yeah. 100%.
But I want to know what the husband has done.
There's always two sides to that story.
It's only got like her mugshot and all of that. And it's like, I know there's more to this story. That would take a woman to run over her husband on the way to couples therapy. That means that they're trying to sort it out,
but it's him.
Yeah, yeah.
He's done something.
Yeah.
And even though she's done damage, But he's caused...
He's definitely done something.
Yeah. There's no way you just get up and say you're going to run over your husband.
How many women do you think want to run you two over?
Whoa.
None.
No?
Run me over?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they would want to run me over, but they might drive fast when they come. If I'm on the zebra crossing. That's one of them ones. Yeah. But that's about it.
A man who faked his own death by hacking into the death registry to avoid paying child support is sentenced to 6 years in prison. Some guy out far back in America, basically.
So it was America with these things.
People are mad.
How did he manage to get into
I don't even
system?
Know how you would hack a death registry system. Because, like, well, I don't know if you've ever, like, gone to, have you ever gone to get, like, death certificates or stuff like that? It's a proper, like,
process.
It's a process, and you have to have certain people with
to witness it.
Yeah, to witness it, like bits and bobs like that. So for him to be able to do that, fake his own death, just to avoid child support.
There must have been high payments.
America's things set up.
Is it crazy?
Yeah.
Like you have to pay mad.
If you earn a certain amount, your child's getting a certain amount regardless.
Regardless.
Because you know, like, you know, children only need a certain amount of things because they don't really care about, except for like minor things. So, but you're paying a certain amount if you earn a certain amount. So I don't know what he was on.
He was earning a certain amount and they were taxing him on a mad thing.
Yeah, pretty much on a mad thing. It doesn't say, unfortunately, how much, but it must be enough for him to want to fake his own death.
Yeah, that must have been
get away from his problems. And then, finally, a new barbershop has opened out in Lagos where...
I saw that today.
While you get your trim, you can be entertained by a local stripper.
Yeah.
Is that something you guys would indulge in?
No.
I wouldn't want that. You know why? Because I saw that. And the first thing I thought is the lack of concentration from my barber could cause to me having a bad dream.
The man at that barber have lack concentration as is.
Exactly. So if there's twerking, you know that's happened to me before, by the way.
What, someone was twerking while you was in the barber?
Yeah, it happened. So back in the day, do you remember the strip club in Croydon Hustlers? Do you remember when it first kind of opened up?
I don't know when it first opened, but I know.
Yeah, so imagine when it first opened up, I've just come back from uni and on a Saturday, they was promoting the strip club being open.
Yeah.
So they got three strippers to walk around Fulton Heath and into barbershops to try to draw men that was handing out cards. And they were wearing like lingerie, but they were wearing like fishnet tights and shit. And they were twerking in the barbershop.
Like, that's some serious marketing. And they're going exactly where they need.
Yeah, and I'll be honest, those women in Hustlers, they didn't have much to twerk.
No, but... The women that they brought into the barbershop, yeah, they were decent. They were clean.
So you would fork out 50 quid for a dance? For
What? The women that come in?
Yeah.
I don't really like strippers.
You didn't say if you'd fork out 50
quid. Yeah. No.
No, you need to answer Elsa's question.
When? What kind of occasion? What, a stag do or something?
No, just... you're just,
well, yeah. just me?
Yeah.
No? Mm. 50 quid for a dance is
you
a lot of
money.
Come
out shush and now the man is saying...
No, I ain't going in there. I don't like strippers.
Okay, with happy ending.
Hmm? No.
We're happy.
No. I don't like strippers. I don't like that kind of stuff. That's not... I find it a bit seedy.
What does that mean?
Like, perverted.
Yeah, it's a bit pervy.
Oh.
Like, perfect. Strippers. Like, if it's not America and it's like a show, just going into a strip club is a bit nasty. Yeah, you're a bit of a perv, like, looking at a woman.
I think if there's a few of you, like guys and
a
girls...
A stag.
It's an outing.
Yeah.
Okay, then, yeah.
But just going into
one man up in a strip club is
that's nasty. Mental.
Yeah, that's nasty words.
See, it's nasty.
Going one man up into a strip club is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You really take it in.
You've got problems.
Because even the way they're laid out, it's just like...
That's not right.
You looking for...
Yeah, you're looking for a thrill that you obviously aren't getting.
That's not
my bag at all, man.
I'm mad. But that's been this week's Is This Streets News. We'll catch you again next week.
All right, cool. So this week's confessions, obviously story time, is based on pranks. So we're going to speak about a time that we've been pranked or we played a prank on somebody else. So who wants to go first?
I'll definitely kick this off.
Guys, stop what you're doing right now. Put down your biscuits and put down that cup of tea. Subscribe to us. Don't just watch us. Subscribe, like, and enjoy the rest of the show.
So, I got pranked in a really low part of my life one time. Really low. I was drinking heavy. And good friend of mine, Els, a real good friend of mine, wanted to seize the opportunity, kick a man while he was down. Jordan pranked me. And I'm not going to lie, I ended my relationship because of this prank. But I'll explain the situation. So on a night out, I think, don't know where we went, was drinking. And then, you know, when you're on the way back, but you're a bit waved. And then the music's playing, but it's low. And then Jordan's come to me and he's like, bro, like, you know, I didn't know how to tell you, but I think it's time I need to let you know what happened, what's going on. I said, what do you mean? So he said, oh, like, because them times my relationship wasn't public, but people who knew, innit? The Jordan was like, oh, like, you know your girl, said her name, like, I think she's chatting to someone that I know, you know. So I said, shut up. You're only chatting to me. There's no way she's chatting to Jordan's like, nah, bro. But you know when a man starts says, nah, bro, be mentioning.
And there's no laughter.
That like, he's not laughing. And he's like, nah, bro, like, nah, listen to me. Like, I'm coming to you boy to boy. Like, I think your girl's talking to a guy that I know. Like, he was telling me the other day, he's linking a girl with the same name, told me the same area where you've said your girl's from, described her to a T. And he's telling me that him and her are getting it cracking. I'm like, so now, because I'm intoxicated, my head's not really all there. So I'm hearing this and I'm thinking, she's fucking me over. That's all I'm hearing. But Jordan can tell that the more he's saying the story, the more I'm getting more and more paranoid about the situation, plus being drunk. I can't remember whose name you said, but how Jordan knew, he said a name of someone that I'm familiar with, but I'm not close enough to ask them. So I was thinking, oh, yeah. And then the thing is, Jordan likes to pick guys that are like, they got a bit. Like, you know when a man, you know when a man's got a bit. So you know, like,
you know,
he could grab my missus. Yeah, he could.
It's a possibility.
It's a possibility that she might have it from him.
It's in her scope of work. Yeah,
so I couldn't really say 100% no. Like, and even the way I described the guy, I thought, yeah, she could have it. But Jordan's just there, like, yeah, bro, like, I hate to break it to you. You know when a man says, I hate to break it to you. Him and her doing the thing. And I just thought, it's time for me to tell you. I can't just see my bedroom going up sad like this. I said, all right, Jordan, say nothing. I'm going to take things into my own hands. So as Jordan's dropped me home now, yeah, he can see that I'm getting irate by the situation. And I'm starting to get really worked up. So you know by the alleyway near my mum's bit?
Yeah.
He's dropped me off by the alley. But as I've got there, he's like, oh, bro, I'm joking. I said, yeah. It's calm. You're not fucking joking.
but then I said, no, seriously.
No, like, he's like, nah, bro, is that bro? Yeah, like, I'm joking. He's like, nah. I was like, nah, Jords, you don't have to cover up for her. Yeah. Stop fucking covering up. But remember, I'm drunk.
He's worse.
I know, she's obviously told you to stop this now, but I'm going to deal with it accordingly. So I've sprinted through the alley. Got to my yard now, called her up, and I said, oh, so you think I don't know? But these times...
Wait, what time is it?
I was like, 2 a.m.
It's not, yeah.
It's like 2, 3 a.m.
Like, it was late.
Oh,
it was
sleeping. So, headscarf on.
So I'm there like, ha, 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 ha. So that's why I've answered the phone. She's like, Fionn, what's wrong? I said, look. You know it's over. You know it's over, right?
She's like,
Fionn, what are you talking about? Oh, you're sleeping with my man. You're sleeping with him. Not even chatting, you're sleeping with him as well.
You're sleeping with him in serious.
Yeah,
serious. So I'm just like, look, relationship's done. Never going to chat to you again. Delete my number. Locked off now. Jordan's calling me bare times. He's like, bro, Fionn, listen to me.
He knows you're about to suicide.
And I said, nah, Jordan, it's too late. It's too late for that now. It's too late, but I'm drunk, yeah.
It's too late, I locked it.
I've locked it off. She's done.
And my man, I'm on him.
The dude didn't call me back. He's keep calling me. And he's like, no, I'm feeling like, seriously, you need to call her back. I am joking with you. So I've just said, George, I'll deal with it in the morning. So she's calling me. I've answered, but I was just like, look, I don't really want to talk to you right now. But she's crying now, bawling. She's like, oh my God. Like, I can't believe you're accusing me of this. You know that I love you. She's getting stressed. She's getting stressed because I've called her in the middle of the night.
Good woman.
I've called her. I've accused her.
Poor woman.
Yeah, I've accused her of doing something that she...
Having an affair.
And then she's basically now crying down the phone. And I'm like, yeah, cool. Save your tears. You weren't crying when you was getting it cracking, was ya?
Yeah, you weren't crying when you were fat.
You weren't crying then, was ya? You was all laughing at me. You was all laughing at me. You're not laughing now, are you? And then, obviously, in the morning, I woke up now. Bag of text messages, calls. Jordan's calling me. Says, I've got Jordan calling me. I've got her calling me. And then Jordan was like, no, I'm feeling like, all jokes aside, I was bantering with you. Like, you need to repair things with your girlfriend. But then when I've come to my senses, I thought, oh, fuck.
How do you apologize for that?
I was in the doghouse for weeks. But then I just said to her that, yeah, there was some miscommunication and I was drunk. Because she could tell I was drunk, I used the drunk thing to kind of... But then after that, she started to think I had an alcohol problem.
I would think you got an alcohol problem if that's how you're acting. 100%. In the middle of the night. And yeah, it's over. It's over. We're never going to speak again.
But he's bad man for that though, isn't
he? No, of course. No, that's awful.
It's disgusting.
That's really, really bad.
To be fair, I'll go next year. And to be fair, it was a similar prank that I played on our good friend Vinny. Yeah, so with Vinny now, what I done was I said, but Vinny's one, it was set up horribly. Like this one, there was a lot of work, there was a lot of people who was involved, there was, but anyway now, I said, yo, Vinny, bro, like, you know, like this girl you're seeing, like, you know, like she's slapping my man, isn't it? I'm like, bro, trust me, bro. But again, it's somebody who we can't ask like direct.
But he knows of
yeah. It. Yeah. And I'm like, bro, honestly, bro, like I heard how they've been linking up on the low. But anyway now, so I phoned my man and I've been like, bro.
Does he know though? Did my man know that?
So I phoned him in it and I'm like, yo, I'm playing a prank on Vinny, yeah.
Yeah.
I phone Yao as well, yeah. And I'm like, bro. So Yao, I'm gonna phone you, yeah, and just be like, yeah, you told me, yeah, I that Lloyd told you that on the doing it. So then he's like, oh, all right, cool. So I phone Yao, yeah, and me and Yao are talking
in front of Vinny.
Yeah, in front of Vinny, yeah. And then Yao then phones my man, yeah? Yeah? And he's like, yo, Vinny, yo. I said, we're like, yo, Vinny, like, we're going to put you, yeah, on mute, innit, yeah?
Yeah,
and
just listen. Yeah,
I don't say nothing. So anyway, I said, me and y'all, yeah, we phoned my man now, yeah? And he's like, bro, I'm slapping it in the whip, bro, like, oh. Bro, like, on my lunch break.
Oh.
Bro, man's going there on my lunch so break. Far. And I'm slapping it in the whip, like, oh,
oh.
So then he's like, oh.
That's some tar.
Yeah.
On the cat's later too.
Yeah, but it sounded mad believable, innit? Yeah. Like, mad believable. So then, but then obviously, like.
How's Vinny's reaction as this is happening?
He's devastated.
Oh, he can see.
But he's really trying to keep it together. But you know, you deep down,
because you know, deep your down, friends,
it's
tearing him apart. Yeah.
It's eating a minute.
Yeah.
And the thing is, yeah, because like how we done it, yeah, it's like we're still like gathering evidence in it. So it's like he can't act too soon in it.
Yeah.
So then obviously now I think he said like throughout the day that someone was that the girl that he was seeing was messaging him, innit? And he just airing her. So then, I think later on that day, we was going out to a show. So I think it was like me, Vinny, and Javan in the car. So I've texted Javan, yeah.
Like, you're nasty, man.
You're fucked.
And I'm like, ask Vinny.
There's about four people involved yeah, in this crime.
I'm like, ask Vinny how my girl's doing in it, yeah? Because obviously, if it's just him and Javan, yeah?
Yeah.
He can maybe lie about it, innit?
Yeah. I probably would have said, nice bless.
Yeah, because I'm there now, then he's had to be like, oh, bro. So, as obviously, so he's now explained the situation,
what he said
to Javan,
she's linking.
Yeah, fuck.
You're sitting in the car, probably just
But then in the end, like, I ended up laughing, innit? And then it was great. And then I told him, innit?
What did he say?
To be fair, I could see like
it was cutting him deep.
Yeah, because at least your one, yeah, like I told you quick.
Mm.
But Vinny's one, it was like a space of like. Of like maybe like 6 hours, yeah, that he had to sit on it
and think about it.
He couldn't act,
you're fucked.
And at the same time, yeah, I'm telling him, I'm like, bro, because I know, yeah, that he's a bit more like calmer than you, innit?
So I'm like, I gave him a couple minutes.
Yeah. And he's gone.
So I'm like, yo, Vinny, bro, don't say nothing yet, innit? Yeah, like, let's just find out the full story, like, first, innit?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah.
But his heart's beating.
Yeah, but his heart is beating. That's bro, mad. What broke me was when he was telling Javan, and I was thinking, you know what, I can't do this anymore.
Wait, he was telling Javan, but you could tell, bro, he said, man, that's cut deep.
Bro, you could hear his heart.
He is cut.
Like, you could hear his heart, man.
That's fucked up. But I wouldn't even look at you like, while I'm talking. I'd just look out the window and explain the whole situation.
No, he was.
Because that's mad.
Seeing as we just discussed two really horrible pranks that you've pulled.
Mm.
How do you feel about it? Yeah, look at the cup leaking. Yeah.
That's nasty work.
How do you feel about what you've done to two men? We're knowing that with men, our ego and our pride is one of the things we need to protect.
I'll be honest, like, you know, are my friends, I don't really care.
What?
Like, I think that that your prank was easy because you were just...
But I was drunk and vulnerable.
Yeah, but that's easy. Like, you were just... And then... But Vinny's one, I was proud of that one. Because that one was...
That must have hurt him.
I'm going to get that in the back, innit?
No, but to be fair, but the only way that you can genuinely get me is if you literally speak to whoever I'm with and they have to be in on it. Because, honestly, I'm acting... irrational. if you think you're bad, I'm going mad.
What?
Yeah, I'm going mad. And the thing is, even if she's in on it, I'm going mad. So, like, for you not to get me, that's going to take serious planning.
No, we'll plan it.
That's going to take...
It might even hit when you have, like, a wife.
But do you know what's so mad, Jay?
Adultery. Adultery.
Like, remember, yeah, I done it to Yao as well. And that's why Yao was so on getting...
Oh, you do this to a lot of your friends, then?
No, not a lot. I've just done it to you three.
Bad man.
But, yeah. But Yao was all for the Vinny one, yeah? Because he
knows how it feels.
Yeah.
It's not nice.
I was experiencing heartbreak for a few hours and then
it's not nice. It's not nice. What about you, Els?
Well, mine's nowhere near as bad as you. Mine's more so my brethren that I used to live with in uni. You know, like when you're around someone like a lot, sometimes you like have little quarrels or like you might start annoying each other just over small things, innit?
Mm-hmm.
So we was going back and forth and I would do little jarring things. He would do little jarring things and we'd argue and then carry on our day, go uni, go lecture. But I think there was a tipping point where I think I might have finished like some of the food that was in the fridge, but I went to lecture and I was always going to bring food back. But you know how it is sometimes, you go library for ages and you're working and whatever.
Yeah, not there for a while.
Yeah, so I'm there for a while. He's come back from work. Obviously, whatever we had in the fridge is gone. I think that was his tipping point. Like, he's just fuming. Like, probably about, bro, it was mad late. Maybe like 2-3 o'clock
yeah.
in the morning. Like, I've like been in the library for mad long. I think I had like an essay or something to submit very soon. I've come home. And then when you're tired, and the first thing you want is your bed. You just don't, like, that's it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's all you need. Bro, got ready for bed. I've jumped in bed. But all I can feel under the bed sheet is... scratching. Bro, this guy has poured salt across my whole bed sheet. And scratching up my skin.
Oh, oh so my
but it's 2 o'clock in the morning, but I just scratched. Ah, bro, I made bad noise. And we got
locked in the bed. No. That's, he's calculated, didn't he?
But I, in my head, I thought, no, this is a sick prank. But I'm covered in salt. Like, I'm literally, I'm covered in salt. But
seasoned
I'm
man, covered, but I'm literally yeah, yeah. seasoning him up.
I'm in my boxes and like socks, covered in salt.
Yeah.
And we got like we can lock our doors in it. I'm kicking his door. But I can just hear him laughing behind the door. But I just had to go shower. I took off my bed sheets. I didn't even bother putting on new ones. That's how like tired and how fuming I was. Went back to bed in the morning. Like he apologized and stuff, but I thought, no, this is probably like the sickest.
Yeah, that's
prank.
A good prank, you know, because with salt, you're not gonna see it,
bro. It's dark. It's white as well. Yeah. Covered the bed, like covered it. It's all right, scratching up.
That's
my ankles,
gonna make. That's gonna just irritate you,
bro. I'm all wiping my. It's getting in my eye. My eyes are watering and shit. I said, nah, this is sick. But yeah, I think that's probably like the worst one I've got.
Yeah, that's jarring, dude. That's my jarring.
Yeah, no. That no, see that reminds me of. I'll say a little quick one. Yeah, I remember in uni as well. I got pranked by my brethrens, where we was all cooking. I think I told you about this one, where they put the weed in the cake.
No,
I did, man. No,
that's on your other podcast.
You don't got dementia, bro. I've told this.
It's with your other friends.
I've told you that they put weed in the cake.
So you got
and I ate the cake.
You got drugged.
I got drugged. And I was high for about 17 hours. Because you know, once you eat it, it stays in your system for time.
Ages, yeah.
But I never knew that I ate it, so I thought I was developing mental
health. Where was you going? Like, what was going on? What did you have planned for the day?
Nothing.
Evening? Just weeded off.
It was in the evening, but the next day, I couldn't really function. I was genuinely thought I had developed some sort of mental health because at the time, I didn't know what was going on. Imagine just being normal, and the next minute, you're just in the clouds.
Did someone tell you that?
After. Because they could see that I was tripping up. They saw there was, oh, he's tripping. Like, and then there was like, no, Fionn, you've had an eight ball worth of...
An eight ball?
An eight ball of sour diesel.
That's mad.
That's wait, mad.
What did you say?
It was in a cake.
You know, that's a lot for a cake. Yeah.
They put it, because they smoke, so they wanted the high. Yeah, but it was an aggressive high.
A whole eight ball in the
cake.
That's
an eight ball in the cake, chopped, grinded up. And I was spaced out, bro. I felt like I was walking on clouds. It was mad.
Yeah, that's mad still.
But yeah, that was my only other little one anyway. Please, please, please subscribe. Please. Like, comment, subscribe. Just please, I'm begging you. I'm tired of my job. I want to leave. Just subscribe. Thank you.
All right, cool. Well, in the comments, please tell us who you guys think experienced the worst prank. Whether it was Fionn and his drunk state ending his relationship.
No, don't say it like that. You, you.
No, but I told you the truth.
No, man, it's you, man. I'm even going to talk to you off camera about that one day. Because that one day is wrong, man. Fucking taking off. Yeah, man.
No, it's over, right?
It's bad, bro. Or whether it was me and my dear friend Vinny, or whether it was Els being seasoned like a fillet of steak. But yeah, please don't forget to like, comment and subscribe. Big up everyone for the support so far. Yeah, we do appreciate it. But yeah, I've been Big Geordie George, the one running the show around here. This has been the Coppo Show, formerly known as the Coppo Podcast.
Els, aka Mr. Make It Happen.
It's your boy Fionn, the one you'll come to see.
Until next time, people.
Peace.